بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started the last part of the chapter in this kitab, that du'as to create a yearning for the year after. We explained that after everything that is said and done, the tawfiq to do good deeds is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can claim that it is because of his abilities and his capabilities, his intellect and his astuteness, that he has got the tawfiq of doing good. Whatever a person got, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, whatever ni'mat a person has got by him, that is only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing because of his will. So therefore, Mawlana Thanvi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has brought this last section, the du'as that a person may recite, so that he gets the tawfiq and the grace of continuing to have the yearning for the year after. After all, a person can read all these ahadith, and he can hear the ahadith of the year after, and the benefits and the beauty, but the actual ability and to get that shock for year after, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side. So just to continue the last few du'as at the end of this kitab. So this du'a, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-fawza fil qada wa nuzul al-shuhada wa aish al-su'ada wa murafaqat al-anbiya wa nasra al-a'da innaka sami'ul du'a. Oh Allah, I ask you for success in what is destined, hospitality which will be extended to the martyrs. We know that the martyrs and the shuhada, what hospitality they will get. Oh Allah, I'm asking you to give me that hospitality that you give the shuhada, the life of the fortunate persons, those people that are very fortunate. Oh Allah, give me the life of fortunate persons, the companionship of the prophets, and a victory against the enemies. Surely you hear all supplications, all the du'as, surely you hear, oh Allah, except my du'a also, asking you for these things. Allahumma la aisha illa aishul akhirah. This dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. But, oh Allah, there is no life but the life of the year after. In other words, there is no real life here. The real life is the life of the year after. So, oh Allah, there is no life but the life of the year after. And when a person reads this, as was mentioned yesterday, he should ponder over the meaning. Either he reads the Arabic and he reads the translation, or if he can't read Arabic, he reads the translation. But important to ponder. The person thinks like this, there is no life but the life of the Akhirat, then automatically a person's desire is to live the life of the Akhirat and not so much to be inclined to the world and the life of this world. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayya waj'al khashyataka akhwafa al-ashya'i indi waqta' anni hajati dunya bishuqi ila liqa'ik وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ دُنْيَاهُمْ فَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِ. Oh Allah, make your love the most beloved of things to me. That the most beloved thing you make to me is make your love the most beloved to me, and make your fear the most fearful of things in my sight. A person fears many things. He fears a thief, he fears a hijacker, he fears a wild animal. Anything that causes him, or anything that a person can perceive some type of harm, he has fear. Here, this fear is not just a fear that the cause of harm, but fear also out of the greatness and magnanimity of the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is known as khashyat. Khashyat means to fear some person because of his status. Sometimes we'll fear maybe a person who's holding a high government position, or a person is a king, a person is a prime minister. So we have that reverence and fear. So this is what this dua is saying, that, oh Allah, make your fear the most fearful things in my sight. And more than I can have that fear for that SARS authority, more I can have a fear for a person that is a police officer. The most amount of fear I must have, oh Allah, is your fear. In other words, I must fear you to such an extent that it will ward me away from doing the wrong things. Cut off from me the needs of this world by instilling in me the desire to meet you. Allah, when a person has got the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't want more and more and more of this world. So this is what this part of the dua means. Cut off from me the needs of this world by instilling in me the desire to meet you. When you give satisfaction to the people of this world with their worldly life, give me satisfaction in engaging in your worship. Other people, it cools their eyes. They like and they enjoy that they get dunya. Allah Pak, when you're giving these people of dunya satisfaction by getting dunya, then give me that satisfaction in engaging in ibadat, engaging in your worship. Give me that satisfaction. I'm getting more excited about making your ibadat. When you are giving the people of the dunya the things that make them happy, the dunya and the pleasures of the dunya, at that time, O Allah, give me satisfaction in making your ibadat. Allahumma inni ala ghamaratil mawti wa sakaratil mawt. O Allah, help me against the adversities and difficulties of death. Whatever the difficulties of death are, all the different stations from death and after death, O Allah, you assist me in that. Allahumma ghfirli warhamni walhiqni birrafiqil a'la. This was one of the last few words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam uttered just before he could pass away, leave this dunya. He made this dua, and it's a beautiful dua. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and include me amongst the highest companions. Those of the highest companions that you have created, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, include me from amongst them. O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and include me amongst the highest companions. حسبي الله عند الموت حسبي الله عند المسألة في القبر حسبي الله عند الميزان حسبي الله عند الصراط حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. What a beautiful dua. When a person knows that he's got a good attorney, he's got a good advocate, and at that time the person is at ease, I know this person will handle it for me. Or I've given somebody a job to do, a good catering job, and he knew that person is a good caterer, now he's at ease, this person will take care of it. So when he has trust in people, he knows this person is enough for the job that I've given him, a person feels nice. So here, when a person knows that Allah Pak is in charge of everything, then a person automatically is at ease with anxiety and the pressure and the stress of all those things that he has assigned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that stress is taken away from him. So this is what this dua is saying, this last dua is something beautiful. It gives us ease, it gives us solace, and at the same time also it is a dua. Allah Pak is sufficient for me at the time of death. So now a person is at ease, but my Allah is there for me, he won't leave me even at the time of death. So at that time Allah Pak is sufficient for me. Allah Pak is sufficient for me at the time of questioning in the grave. Allah Pak is sufficient for me when my deeds will be weighed, the deeds when the reckoning will be taking place, the deeds of the people will be weighed on the pens. And Allah Pak is sufficient for me when my deeds are weighed. Allah Pak is sufficient for me near the Pul Sirat, that bridge going over Jahannam, as thin as a hair, it is sharper. So it is thinner than a hair, a strand of hair, sharper than a sword. And it is, this is how it is described in the hair, in the hadith, it is a 500 years journey. So at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. Allah Pak is sufficient for me. There is none worthy of worship except him. I place my trust in Allah alone, and he is the sustainer of the grand throne of the Arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the Arsh, the sustainer, the Lord of the Arsh, also the great grand throne. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the yakin of all these beautiful ahadith, the yakin that Allah Pak is there for us. In the dunya Allah Pak had taken care of us. When we were in the wombs of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of us. And it's our belief also that Allah Pak inshallah will take care of us at all these different stations. Even in the qabr, when a person is there, Allah Pak will make much more intizam, much more arrangements for him there. When a person has this, now no longer he's fearing the death, no longer he's anxious and worried. He's actually looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us whatever we have read in this kitab. May Allah Pak allow us to bring it in our lives, bring yakin on the words of Allah Pak and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the author abundantly for taking out the time and effort and writing and giving bayans on this topic, so that so many people's mind can be at ease as far as death is concerned. It's not something that we wildly run away from, but it's something that we are looking forward to, and it excites us. The thought that we are meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought of meeting the pious of the past, meeting our pious and our friends, our families and relatives that have left us, just that thought, it actually excites a person. So now a person is not frightened and he's not scared, but he has a shock and a desire in his heart for this moment that he described so beautifully in all these ahadith. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept whatever had been read, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of us getting closer to him and closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.